إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له مخلصا له الدين، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الصادق الأمين، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا، أما بعد. So إن شاء الله تعالى, in this talk of today, يوم السبت, from Arlington, Texas, with the brothers of مركز التزكية الإسلامية, which they have a website which is www.tazkiyah.org, إن شاء الله تعالى. We continue this series of talks, and once again with the Sheikh Salih Al-Fawzan book, and he talks about the subject of At-Tahara Lis-Salah, purification for the Salah. قال الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى أيها الناس اتقوا الله. He said, O mankind, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, واعلموا أن الطهارة مفتاح الصلاة. And you should know that purification is the key to a salah. ومن أعظم شروط صحتها, and from the main conditions that make from the salah to be correct is the tahara, purification. And then he brings the ayah number 6 in Surah Al-Ma'idah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة فاغسلوا وجوهكم وأيديكم إلى المرافق وامسحوا برؤوسكم وأرجلكم إلى الكعبين وإن كنتم جنبا فاطهروا وإن كنتم مرضى أو على سفر أو جاء أحد منكم من الغائط أو لامستم النساء فلم تجدوا ماء فتيمموا صعيدا طيبا فامسحوا بوجوهكم وأيديكم منه ما يريد الله ليجعل عليكم من حرج ولكن يريد ليطهركم وليتم نعمته عليكم لعلكم تشكرون. So in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, as it comes in the translation of the Noble Quran, O you who believe, when you intend to offer the salah, the prayer, wash your faces and your hands, forearms up to the elbows, rub by passing wet hands over your heads, and wash your feet up to the ankles. If you are in a state of janaba, meaning that which occurs after a sexual discharge, Allah said, purify yourselves, bathe your whole body. But if you are ill or in a journey, or any of you comes after answering the call of nature, or you have been in contact with women, meaning having the legal and a permissible sexual intercourse with one's wives, and you find no other, or also with the woman that have intercourse with her husband, and you find no water, then perform tayammum with clean earth and rub there with your faces and hands. Allah does not want to place you in a difficulty, but He wants to purify you and to complete His favors to you that you may be thankful. So Shaykh Al-Fawzan حفظه الله تعالى said, ففي هذه الآية الكريمة الأمر بالطهارة للصلاة من الحدث الأصغر بالوضوء ومن الحدث الأكبر بالاغتسال لجميع البدن. We're going to pay attention inshaAllah تعالى, because this is a subject pertaining to one of the main pillars of the Islam, as-salah, and pertaining to one of the main ibadat, acts of worship, that is as-salah. So the Shaykh said, in this ayah, this noble ayah, there is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we should purify ourselves for the salah. Before the salah, from the hadath, from the minor hadath, which requires the wudu, and from the major hadath, which requires اغتسال, the whole body should be washed. وفيها أن الطهارة من الحدثين تكون بالماء الطهور عند وجوده والقدرة على استعماله. Also in the ayah number 6 in Surah Al-Ma'idah, which is the chapter number 5 in the Quran, is a dalil that the purification from the two hadath, that which necessitate wudu and the other one that necessitate the ghusl, should be done by water that is clean, clean water. When it's found, and when we have the ability to use it. These are two conditions, or three actually, that the purification has to be done with the water, that it has to be clean, and then it has to be found, that the people have the ability to have water and use it, and they be able to use the water also. فإن لم يجد الماء أو وجده ولم يقدر على استعماله لمرض أو لكون الماء قليلا لا يكفي لطهارته وحاجته إليه للشرب والطبخ فإنه يتيمم بالتراب بدل من الماء. And here the Shaykh he point to the easiness of this religion and how this religion is the religion of ease. It's not a religion of difficulty and hardship. He said, but if someone does not find water, or maybe the water is found, but the person cannot use it because he's sick, or maybe he got some water, but he's in an area that he has only a little bit of water that is just enough for him to drink, and just enough for him to do his affairs, like to cook or likewise. فَإِنَّهُ يَتَيَمَّمْ. At that moment, he don't put himself through the hardship. Use that water for the ghusl, or use it for wudu, and now he's gonna die from thirst. Or he's not gonna find nothing to give to his animals, to his beasts that use for his travel, for his journeys. Now, at that moment, here is the easiness of this religion. Therefore, he makes the tayammum with dirt, as instead using water. So the Shaykh said, وَفِي الْآيَةِ بَيَانُ تَيْسِيرِ اللَّهِ لِعِبَادِهِ وَرَفْعُ الْحَرَجِ عَنْهُمْ. So he said, this ayah, it is showing clearly the easiness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated for His servants. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala don't want His servants to go through hardship. Hamukallah. In pertaining to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated for them from purification with water. أو بالتراب عند عدم وجود الماء. Therefore they can use the dust and they use the dirt if there is no water, or if they cannot use that water where it is at their disposition. وأنه سبحانه يريد أن يطهرهم من الحدث والنجاسة. And also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by this legislation of the purification, Allah wants from it to purify His servants from the filth and from the hadath. ومن الذنوب والأخلاق الدميمة. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants His servants to be purified and purify themselves from sins and from the evil acts and bad etiquettes. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the end of that ayah in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يُرِيدُ لِيُطَهِّرَكُمْ وَلِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and Allah wants to purify you and to complete His favors to you that you may be thankful. بِالتَّرْخِيثِ لَكُمْ بِالتَّيَمُّمْ. He said, why? Because, and this will happen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving you permission to use the tayammum, the dirt, instead of purification with water. عند تعذرها. So now a person, he may not find the water, or he may find the water, and the water is not enough for him, or the water, he has the water, but he's sick, he cannot use the water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bring the substitute, which is the tayammum, so that the people give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His favors, for making it so easy. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ended the ayah by saying that you may give thanks to Allah and be thankful upon His ni'mah, upon His favor, and upon the fact that He made these things easy upon us and he didn't want us to go through the hardship. وَذَلِكَ بِالثَّنَاءِ عَلَيْهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَالْإِعْتِرَافِ بِفَضْلِهِ وَالْقِيَامِ بِطَاعَتِهِ. And how are we going to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? First of all, by mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering Him much, thanking Him all the time, and by recognizing His bounties upon us and His virtues upon us and His blessings upon us, and foremost by submitting to His orders and by being obedient to Him. قال الشيخ الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى وفي الآية الكريمة بيان أعداء الوضوء. Also this ayah number 6 in Surah Al-Ma'idah shows, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the and specify the limbs that should be washed in wudu. وهي الوجه واليدان والرأس والرجلان. And these are the limbs, are the face, the two hands, the right and left hand, the head, and the two feet. وَأَنَّ الْفَرْضَ فِي الْوَجْهِ وَالْيَدَيْنِ وَالْرِجْلَيْنِ الْغَسْلِ. Also the ayah made clear that which is obligatory upon someone who wants to make the wudu is that he has to wash. Wash his face, his hands and his feet. وَالْفَرْضُ فِي الرَّأْسِ الْمَسْحُ بِكَامِلِهِ. As for the head, is not to be washed for the wudu, rather is to be wiped off. Wiped over its entirety. The head where there is the... وَأَنَّهُ فِي الْحَدَثِ الْأَكْبَرِ وَهُوَ الْجَنَابَ وَنَحْوُهَا يَجِبُ غَسْلُ جَمِيعِ الْبَدَنِ. This, what he mentioned, washing those parts and the face and the hands and the feet and wiping the over the head, this is for the wudu. As for the hadad, the major hadad, which is necessitate ghusl, at that time the entire body should be washed. وَأَمَّا صِفَةُ التَّيَمُّ بِالتُّرَابِ فَقَدْ بَيَّنَتْهَا السُّنَّةُ النَّبَوِيَّةِ. As for how to perform the tayammum, which is a substitute for the water, and a person can make tayammum not just like some misconception. Some people, they said, now you can make tayammum only for the wudu. Now you make tayammum, whether for the wudu or for the ghusl. If you have the reasons to do so, and you have the permissibility to do so. So he said, as for the way that the tayammum is described and how a person should use the dust and the dirt to make the tayammum and perform the tayammum, the tahara of tayammum, he said, it is being made clear by the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَذَلِكَ بِأَنْ يَدْرِبَ بِيَدَيْهِ عَلَى تُرَابٍ طَهُورٍ لَهُ غُبَارٌ يَعْلَقُ بِالْيَدِ. That the kayfiyya is that you take the two palms, the two hands, that's how you make the tayammum. Take the two hands and strike on a surface that have dirt, or another surface that have dust. Some dust, something that is dirt, that is clean. It has to be clean. Something that's gonna stack on the hands. That's when you remove your hands, you will see dirt, you will see like dust, on your hands. وَيَمْسَحُ بِهِمَا وَجْهَهُ وَكَفَّيْهُ. What he does after that, he goes straight and wipe over his face once, and wipe over his hands to the wrist once. That's it, that's the tayammum. Not like certain people, they go like this, at the tayammum. His head. Trying to do the madmada and the stinshaq with the tayammum. His head. Allah al-musta'an. So, وَمِثْلَ الثُّرَابِ مَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ غُبَارٌ طَاهِرٌ مِنْ فِرَاشٍ أَوْ جِدَارٌ وَنَحْوِهِمَا. But if a person, he's in an area that is no dirt, but if there is a wall, or there is some furniture, that may have some dust on them, he can use them. That is clean. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ عَلَى الْفِرَاشِ أَوْ الْجِدَارِ وَنَحْوِهِمَا غُبَارٌ فَإِنَّهُ لَا يُجْتَمُ بِالْضَرْبِ عَلَيْهِ. But he said, if there is no dirt, there is no land, no earth to be found, no dirt to be found, and on that wall or that furniture or those plates, whatever it may be, there is no dirt on them and no dust, it is not permissible to use them as tayammum. And then he said, Ibadullah, the servant of Allah, wasifatul wudu. Now the Shaykh is going to bring the sifa, how the wudu should be performed. Because we still see a lot of people, they just go and make the wudu anyway. But there is a sifa, and the wudu has been described by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wasifatul wudu an yanwiya biqalbihi raf'a al-hadath. The first thing, that the person before he make the wudu, you have to make the intention. And the intention is in the heart, as we, the people of knowledge, they mention, that is in the heart, it is a bid'ah to say, oh, I'm intending today in this place, at this moment, using this pure water to purify myself. La, the bid'ah, innovation, there are no dalil from it, from the kitab, from the sunnah. Rather, he make the intention in his heart that he wants to, the reason he wants to make wudu is to remove himself from the state of impurity. To be on a state of purification, of tahara. ثُمَّ يَقُولُ. Of course, this is after using the bathroom. Because the istinja and that, this is not from the wudu. It's from the conditions of the wudu. طَيِّب. ثُمَّ يَقُولُ. This is the person who used the bathroom and he make istinja, he wash his private parts with his left hand, he's done, he cleaned himself. Now, he want to start making the wudu. He said, Bismillah. He say, Bismillah, اكتبوا عندكم. Write down, inshaAllah ta'ala. Bismillah, ثم يغسل كفيه ثلاث مرات. Then, he take the water with his right hand and wash his palm hands and his hand 3 times. Take the water, wash it, take another time, wash it, take another time, wash his hands 3 times. To the wrist. That's what it is. That's the hands, not to the elbows. طيب, there is a difference. ويستنشق ثلاث مرات ويتمضمض ثلاث مرات ويستنشق ثلاث مرات. Then after washing the hands, he will put the hands with his right hand, and take the water and put a half in his mouth and a half in his nose at one time. As Shaykh Fawzi Hafidhullah Ta'ala mentioned. So as for those people that they wash their mouth 3 times first, and then they go wash their nose 3 times after that, he said their wudu is correct, but they went against the sunnah. The sunnah is, he said that with the same water, he go once half to the mouth and half to the nose, like this. طيب, an istintar with the left hand. That water that he's gonna take out from his nose, he's gonna use the left hand. So you see the sifa, You take the water with the right hand, half go to the mouth, and half go to the nose, like this. And he has two, the Shaykh said, وَيُبَالِغُ فِي الْمَضْمَضَةِ بِأَنْ يُدِيرَ الْمَاءَ إِلَىٰ أَخْسَفَمِهِ. And he should not just like put the water in his mouth and spit it out. No, he has to turn it around. Try to get the dirt, whatever was from food, whatever. We gotta go like round the water, circulate the water around his mouth, so he can get those impurities out. ويبالغ في الاستنشاق بأن يجتذب بالماء إلى أقصى أنفه. Also, he has to sniff the water higher to his nose. Not just certain people; they just touch their nose with their feet. No, he said rather. The water has to be up. He has to sniff it. Alaykum rahmatullah. He has to sniff the water. And then, except, illa an yakuna sa'ima. Except if someone is fasting, therefore he don't do these things. He wash his mouth and his nose, but he don't sniff it too much. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يُبَالِغُ فِي الْمَضْمَضَ وَالِاسْتِنْشَاقِ خَشْيَةَ أَنْ يَذْهَبَ الْمَاءُ إِلَى حَلْقِهِ. Why the reason behind that? Out of fear that some of that water may get to his throat and go past his throat, and it may cause him to nullify his fasting of that day. ثم يغسل وجهه من منابت الرأس المعتاد إلى من حذر من اللحيين والذقن طولا. Then after this, he washed his face 3 times. Starting from the tips of the hair, the beginning of the hair of the head, down to his chin, to the chin, the chin, including the beard. If there is he has a long beard, so he go and wash and pass over the beard without making the takhlil. It is not fard, it is now wajib to put the fingers between the lihya, for those who have a lihya. But it's a sunnah, the Shaykh said, it's a sunnah. Shaykh Fawzi Hafidhullah Ta'ala said, also he said, it's a hardship. For every time he got and said, and this deen is not a deen of the hardship, and there is no dalil into it that is wajib for those who have a thick lihya to go through. No, rather, Shaykh Fawzi Al-Fawzan Hafidhullah Ta'ala Kadalik, also he said, it is a sunnah, rather, it is a sunnah. So the face, it is from, we said, from the beginning of the forehead, by manabit al-sha'r, by the beginnings of the hair, where the hair grows on the head, down to the chin, including the beard, and that's the length. And the width is from the ear to the ear, not including the ear. That's the face. It has to be washed in its entirety. Make sure you wash everything, not like something they go have. Nothing, and they miss spots. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ Their wudu is not complete. ثُمَّ يَغْسِلُ يَدَيْهِ مَعَ الْمَرْفِقَيْنِ 3 times. And then after that, he wash his feet, his hands, to the elbow. طيب. But some people, they made a mistake. They start from the wrist to the elbow. Actually, the washing of the hand is from the tip of the fingers. As Shaykh Muhammad Salih Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, mentioned in many places. That the wash, a lot of people, they think that they already washed their hands 3 times in the beginning. But that washing is a sunnah. Now is a fard, that which is in the Quran, in the ayah, to wash the hands was obligatory. So therefore the hand is from the tip to the fingers. So he take the water, let it run on him, and wash the whole thing. Make sure he runs between the fingers. Make sure get the tips of the fingers, everything. Tayyib, 3 times, the left hands to the elbows, starting from the tips of the fingers, also 3 times. ثُمَّ يَمْسَحُ جَمِيعَ رَأْسِهِ Then he wiped over his entire head. طيب بأن بأن يضع يديه مبلولتين بالماء على مقدم رأسه ويمرهما إلى قفاه ثم يردهما إلى المكان الذي بدأ منه. So he takes some water, he wet his hands and go like this. Put his hands in the beginning of the head together, go the whole way back to the end of the head, of the hair, without touching the neck, is a bid'ah. The ahnaf, they go like this. And then go back, inshallah ta'ala, to the beginning of the hair. And also wiping over the ears, is a part of the wudu, is a part of the head, the inside and the outside. You put the index, the 2 index, the right index in the right ear, inside of the right ear, the left index in the inside of the left ear, and the thumbs in the back, and you wash. You do a good job, try to get the whole thing inside and the outside. Tayyib, 1 time. ثم يغسل رجليه 3 مع الكعبين. And then after that, he will wash his feet 3 times to the ankles. To the ankles. A lot of people, they just wash like anyway. Now you gotta make sure you start from the tip of the toes, every single toe. to the ankles, including the ankles. Make sure, don't forget about the heels. A lot of people, they forget about their heels. They just be concerned about the front. They don't forget about, they think just because there's a lot of water is running, that it's okay. And the Sheikh is going to point that, inshallah ta'ala, later on. ويجب تعميم أعداء الوضوء بجريان الماء عليها. And he said, and also it is a wajib and obligatory that the water has to run on the limbs of the wudu, and that they have to be washed all of them. فإن بقي منها شيء لم يصل إليه الماء لم يصح وضوءه. If there is a trace or a spot of those limbs of the wudu that the water does not touch, the wudu is not complete, is not correct. And you know if the wudu is not correct, there ain't no salah. The salah is not correct. As Shaykh Salah al-Taymin said, if someone does not perform the wudu correctly, even if he prays 60 years, he got no salah. Simply because he got no wudu. لما روى عمر رضي الله عنه, for that was the hadith that Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله عنه, he narrated, that is collected by Imam Muslim, إنه صحيح أن رجلا ترك موضع ظفر في قدمه اليمنى فأبصره النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال ارجع فأحسن وضوءه. He said that a man, when he made the wudu, he forget a spot in his right foot as big as a fingernail. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he saw that. He saw how the spot was dry. And the Prophet ﷺ commanded the man, he said to him, go back and perfect your wudu. Go back and perfect your wudu. We see certain people sometimes, Ya Akhwan Allahu A'lam, they were like half of the foot is dry. The half of it. From the ankles and the back, all of it dry. And then yet when you say to him, Ya Akhi, argue, come on man, why are you going to be harsh on me like that? A'udhu billahi min hadha al-dalal. وَإِذَا كَانَ فِي بَعْضِ أَعْبَاءِ الْوُضُوءِ جُرْحٌ يَتَضَرَّرُ بِالْمَاءِ. Now there is a mas'ala. Now there is a somebody may ask this question, and the Shaykh sallallahu gonna answer it. Now if there is, for example, one of the limbs of the wudu, there is a cut. There's a wound or a cut on it. What is to be done? And especially if the water, if you use water, and it may be infected, or it may delay the cure, فَإِنَّهُ يُجَنِّبُ الْمَاءَ الْجُرْحَ. So that person, for example, is that person, he has some wound on his left arm, forearm. So now that person, he will make the wudu. When he get there, he don't touch that spot with the water. Rather, he complete the wudu, and what he does now, وَيَتَيَمَّمُ عَنْ مَوْدِعِ الْجُرْحَ. He wash what he can from that limb, not touching with the water the wound, if it's exposed, uncovered. But he makes tayammum for that part that he didn't wash. Is clear? He made the wudu, entire wudu, but don't touch the place and the area where there is a wound or a cut. When he's done, he makes tayammum for the place that the water didn't touch. وَإِنْ كَانَ عَلَى الْجُرْحِ غِطَاءٌ مِنْ دِمَادٍ أَوْ لُسُوقٍ أَوْ جَبِيرَةٍ عَلَى كَسْرٍ. He said, but if the wound or the cut has something that is covered with something, it may be a bandage or a cast on it, or something that is like this that cover it. Now at the moment, he said, he wipe over it with water. He wipe over it. Don't wash it. Wipe over it. فَإِنَّهُ يَمْسَرَ عَلَيْهِ بِالْمَاءِ وَيَكْفِيهِ عَنْ غَسْلِهِ. And he wipe over it, and it will be enough for him than washing it. وَإِذَا كَانَ عَلَى رِجْلَيْهِ خُفَّانِ. إِذَا كَانَ عَلَى رِجْلَيْهِ خفاني أو كنادر ساتر الكعبين وما تحتهما فإنه يمسح عليهما ويكفيه ذلك من غسل الرجلين. But if a person, he was wearing a khufs, or wearing a socks, or something like this, at that moment, it will be enough for him if they are covering that which should be washed in the wudu, meaning covering from the ankles and down, then at that moment the Shaykh said, he will wipe over them, and he don't have to take them off, and wash his feet. Of course, with the condition that it is known to us, that is, he has to put them in while he was in Tahara. If somebody put a khufs or put his socks on after he was on Tahara, on purity, so if he break the wudu next time and he wants to make the wudu, he don't have to take his socks over, his khufs off. Rather, the sunnah is to wipe over them. And the wiping, as Sheikh Fawzi mentioned to us and demonstrated in front of us, is to wet your right hand and left hand, to put the right hand with the fingers separated, and the left hand on the right hand on the right foot, the left hand on the left foot, and you go up once. Once to the top of your socks. Once, that's it. You don't wipe the bottom, you don't do it three times, And this, and that's the sifa of the mask. وَمُدَّةُ الْمَسْحِ and the duration, or in another way, how long that masḥ and those wiping on the khuf or on the socks is permissible or can be extended. يَوْمٌ وَلَيْلَ لِلْمُقِيمِ is a day and a night for the person who is resident. وَثَلَاثَةُ أَيَّامٍ بِلَيَالِيهَا الْمُسَافِرُ الَّذِي يُبَاحُ لَهُ قَصْرُ الصَّلَاةِ. And it is 3 days with their 3 nights for the musafir, for the one who's traveling, for the traveler, that he has, that is permissible for him to make taqsir and to shorten the salah. وَأَمَّا مَا عَلَى الْجُرْحِ مِنْ دِمَادٍ وَنَحْوِ فَإِنَّهُ يُمْسَحُ عَلَيْهِ إِلَى نَزْعِهِ أَوْ بُرْئِمَ تَحْتَهِ. As for the bandage or a cast or something that is covering a wound or burn or whatever, something like that, there is no period, there is no limit. He'll or she wipe over them as long as they are there, until there is no need for them. Now, the watch, actually, you gotta remove that watch. The ring, this is only for necessity. If he has a watch or have a ring or something like that, he has to remove it and make sure that the water get under them. We're talking about bandage, something that cannot take out. Cast. You cannot, yo, come and help me, man, take this cast. I'm going to make the wudu, then take it back. Yeah, this is a hardship. وَصِفَةُ الْغُسْلِ مِنَ الْجَنَابَ وَنَحْوِهَا. Now, after bringing the description of the wudu, now the Shaykh is bringing the description of the janaba, the اغتسال, the washing from the janaba. Somebody has a sexual discharge, whether by wet dream or whether by legal intercourse with the spouses, between spouses or whatever like this. How he make the ghusl? The Shaykh said, يَنْوِي الْإِغْتِسَالَ لِلْجَنَابَ وَنَحْوَهُ. So he make the niyyah to make the ightisal, to take a bath and to make ghusl from that janaba. ثم يسمي. Then he say Bismillah. Then ثم يغسل كفيه ثلاثة. Then he wash his hands 3 times. ثم يستنجي. Then he wash his private parts. ثم يتوضأ وضوءه للصلاة. After that, he will perform a complete wudu, like he make the wudu and the salah, like we just mentioned. ثم يحثي الماء على رأسه 3 مرات يعممه بها ويروي أصول شعره. And then after that, he will take the water and put it on his head 3 times. He does 3 times, but every time he's gonna make sure to get to the manabit, to the scalp, or to the roots. To the roots of the hair, okay? ثم يفيد الماء على سائر بدنه ويعممه به. And then after this, he will pour water on his entire body, making sure that the water touch all parts of his body. وَلَا يَتْرُكَ مِنْهُ شَيْءَ لَا يَسْرِ الْمَاء. And he should be aware that he should not leave any part of the body dry. لِأَنَّهُ لَوْ بَقِيَ مِنْهُ شَيْءٌ وَلَوْ قَلِيلٌ لَمْ يَغْسِلُهُ لَمْ تَصِحَّ طَرَاءَتُهُ حَتَّى يَغْسِلَهُ. Because if he leave any part, even if a small part of his body, that the water does not touch, that his tahara and his purification, the ghusl, is not valid unless he go back and wash. And then the Shaykh said, Ibadallah, the servant of Allah, wal hikmah wallahu a'lam, and the wisdom, and Allah knows best, fi ghusli hadhihi al-a'da fi al-wudu. The hikmah behind washing these limbs in the wudu is that they are the ones that the servant, they are the ones that are more active. They are the ones that most the person use most of the time. Like the tongue, people, they use it to eat, they use it to speak, the nose to smell, the eyes, the face, the hands, they use to work, to do things, to give things, to take things, the feet to walk to places. And also that's the ones, that these are the limbs that most of the people, they may disobey Allah with, or they may obey Allah with. And they are the most, from all the limbs that Allah, that the person has, that Allah provide and give to the person, they are the fastest of all the limbs to be used in obedience to Allah or disobedience to Him. And the Prophet ﷺ has informed us that whenever a person wash one of these limbs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put down the sins, all the sins that the limb has committed or something like this with the limb. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to wash these limbs in the wudu and washing the entire body for the janaba wa nahwiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the ayah, وَلَكِنْ يُرِيدُ لِيُطَهِّرَكُمْ وَلِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكَرُونَ. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to purify you and to complete His favors to you that you may be thankful. So therefore the Shaykh said, Hafidhahullah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He showed clearly the hikmah and wisdom in that, that He wants that the Muslim to be pure and to purify himself. The likewise, he purify himself from the hadath when he use the bathroom, when he do this and that. The likewise, he purify himself from the sins. And he said that it came in the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this ummah, they will be resurrected on Yawm al-Qiyamah ghurran muhajjalin min athar al-wudu, that the limbs of the wudu, they will be white. وَيُعْرَفُونَ بِذَلِكَ بَيْنَ الْأُمَّةِ, that which will distinguish this ummah from all the other nations. Because the limbs of the wudu, they be shining. And this is shows the virtue of the wudu and the benefit that the Muslim will gain from it in this life and in the hereafter. And he said, if someone, for example, finished from the tahara, from the purification, from the wudu, or from the ghusl, it is recommended and mustahab for him to say, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone with no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and messenger. لِمَا رَوَى عُمَرُ بْنُ الْخَطَّابِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. From that which Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in this hadith as collected by Imam Muslim and Imam Ahmad, مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ يَتَوَدَّأْ فَيُسْبِغُ الْوُضُوءُ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is not any one of you that when he make the wudu and he made it right, not just any way, he made it correctly, and then he say, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, except that the gates of the Jannah will be opened to him, for him, the 8 gates, and he will choose to enter from any one of whom he wishes. Allahu Akbar. Please, make the wudu correctly, say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu Muhammad Rasulullah, the 8 gates of the Jannah will be open inshaAllah ta'ala. But this wudu should not be mixed with any innovation and any extra things, over things, to overpower it or whatever, overloaded it with the innovation and the bid'ah. Now the wudu, as the Shaykh mentioned it, or the wudu of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that's it. وَالْحِكْمَةِ فِي قَوْلِ هَذَا الذِّكْرِ, he said, the reason and the wisdom behind saying this after the wudu, so he can bring about the tahara of the inside and the tahara of the outside. Because when he washed his parts, now he's washing the outside of the body and cleaning it. And by saying أَشْهَدُ أَلَّا إِلَّا إِلَّا مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, he renewed his tahara of the inside of the heart, which is concerned of at-tawheed. And then the Shaykh, he brought a warning. He said, Ibadallah, the servant of Allah, beware of being extravagant in using water, excessiveness in using the water when you make the wudu and you make the ghusl, because the Prophet ﷺ has forbade such thing. And he said that the Prophet ﷺ used to make the wudu with mud, which is this, a handful. That's the mud. That's what the Prophet ﷺ used to make the wudu. And the Prophet ﷺ used to make ghusl with the sa', which is 4 of these. 4 mud. We go and turn on the faucet, and we're trying to regulate the temperature. Eyes too hot, eyes not there, and then it's like the waterman, you know, something that may enable the entire army in the life of the Prophet ﷺ to make ghusl. Huh? And then maybe the phone rang. Ah, okay. I'll talk on the phone, the water is there. Okay, this is water. Allahu musta'an. He said, because we have to take the Prophet ﷺ as a qudwa, as example, because excessiveness in pouring water, in the wudu, and in ghusl, is something that is extravagant, that is not necessary. And he said, sometimes the person, he may be on misconception, that just because he used a lot of water, and he poured a lot of water, that it must be that he did a good job. See? Because he used a lot of water, meaning even if some part of his body is still dry, he won't take it. Come on, man, I just use like 100 gallons of water, and you tell me that still a spot of my food is not, huh? See, they become arrogant. Why? He's not paying attention, because now he's like overwhelmed with the fact that he used a lot of water. So he has to be enough for him. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. And then the Shaykh, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, he warned the people and commanded them to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to preserve this the tahara for the salah. And the people have to obey Allah's order, and they have to purify themselves as Allah commanded them to. And they have to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not just to go and wash whatever they want. Now they have to follow this step that we mentioned, and the Shaykh mentioned, hamdulillah ta'ala, that they will be of benefit, inshallah ta'ala. And we have to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ali Imran, ayah 132, وَاطِعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, and fear Allah and His Messenger, that you may be from those that earn the mercy of Allah. And then the Shaykh, hafidhahullah ta'ala, he said, Ya ayyuhal nas, O people, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you should know that at-tahur shatr al-iman, that purification is a part of iman. Wa anna at-tahur al-salat bil-wudu' wal-ightisal amana bayna al-abdi wa bayna rabbih. And that purifying ourselves by the means of wudu or ghusl or ightisal, it is an amana. It is a trust between the servant and between his Lord. And he will be asked about it on the day of judgment, no doubt. Will be asked. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Mu'minun, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was talking about those people who preserve the salawat, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ, Those who are faithfully true to their amana, all the duties which Allah has ordained, honesty, moral responsibility and trust, and to their covenants. And those who strictly guard their five compulsory congregational salawat prayers at their fixed stated hours. So this is an amana, this is a trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trusts with us, this amana, this tahara, this purification, we have to do it faithfully and on the right way. وَبَعْضُ النَّاسِ the Shaykh said, وَبَعْضُ النَّاسِ يَتَسَاهَلُ فِي شَأْنِ الطَّهَارَ فَلَا يُتِمُّهَا كَمَا أَمَرَ اللَّهِ He said, but certain people, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ they lackadaisical, and they neglectful when it comes to this issue of purification, and they don't complete it as Allah commanded. وَقَدْ يُصَلِّي طُولَ عُمُرِهِ أَوْ غَالِبِهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ الطَّهَارَ صَحِيحًا فَلَا تَصُحُّ صَلَاتُهُ And the Shaykh also Fawzan, Hafidhahullah Ta'ala said, and you may find that person, he prayed his entire life, or most of it, praying without tahara that is correct. So therefore, none of his salawat will be accepted. None of the salawat. وَيُذْكَرُ عَنْ بَعْدِ الْبَادِيَةِ أَنَّهُمْ يَتَيَمَّمُونَ بِالتُّرَابِ دَائِمًا مَعَ وُجُودِ الْمَاءِ He said, and also it was brought to his intention, the Shaykh, that some of the people in the Bedou, in the countryside, they use the tayammum, even if they have the water. Even if the water is there, and even if they have no illness or nothing that prevents of using the water, they go and choose. They choose, it's like a choice. They choose to use the tayammum. وَيَظَنُّونَ أَنَّ التَّيَمُّمْ يَكْفِعَ الْمَاءِ Thinking that, it's the same. Using the water or tayammum, no problem. وَاللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِنَّمَا جَعَلَ التَّيَمُّمْ بَدَلَ الْمَاءِ عِنْدَ فَقْدِهِ أَوْ الْعَزِّ عَنْ إِسْتِعْمَالِهِ But rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He made the tayammum as a substitute for the water, for reasons. If there is no water, then you can make tayammum. Or if there is water, but you cannot use it for the reason we mentioned earlier. فَمَنْ تَيَمَّمَ وَهُوَ جَدِ الْمَاءِ وَقَادِرٌ عَلَى إِسْتِعْمَالِهِ تَصِحُّ صَلَاتُهُ So therefore, whoever performed tayammum instead of using the water, while he has the ability to use the water, his tahara is not correct. Therefore, his salat is not correct. لِأَنَّهُ صَلَّى بِغَيْرِ tahara, because this is a person who prays without tahara, period. He thinks he purified himself, but he didn't. Because he didn't follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And because he left one of the conditions that make the salat correct. Because the salah has conditions and has pillars and has obligations and sunnahs. So if one of the conditions of the salah is not fulfilled, there is no salat. Even if you pray his entire life, he's gonna stand in front of Allah with nothing. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ واعلموا انه كما تجب الطهاره من الحدث بالوضوء او الاغتسال تجب الطهاره من النجاسه في الثياب والبقعه he said likewise that is obligatory to remove the impurities or the janaba or the hadath by the wudu or by the tayammum or by the ghusl likewise it is wajib and obligatory to remove the impurities from the clothing of the one who's going to pray and from the spot where he's going to pray. فَيَجِبُ أَنْ يُصَلِي بِبَدَنٍ طَاهِرٍ وَبِثِيَابٍ طَاهِرَةٍ وَفِي بُقْعَةٍ طَاهِرَةٍ So therefore, it is very important to remember this, that a person has to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while his body is purified, according to that which is described, and while he is wearing a dress and the thobes that are pure and purified and clean, and on a surface that is clean. وَإِذَا أَصَابَتِ الْبَدَنَ أَوَ الثَّوْبَ أَوَ الْبُقْعَ نَجَاسًا وَجَبَ غَسْلُهَا بِالْمَاءِ حَتَّى تَزُولُ And if his body now, his entire body, or some of his thobe, or the spot of the prayer, was infected by any type of impurity, it is wajib to remove those with the water until they disappear. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ خَيْرَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ And fear Allah, O you servant of Allah, and know that the best of all speeches is the book of Allah, and the best of all guidance is the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that every newly invented matter is a bid'ah and a dalala and going astray in this deen, and every dalala is going astray in the hellfire wal iyad billah. Hada wallahu ala wa a'lam, sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran wa barakallahu fikum.